Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever and whenever you happen to be listening. You are listening to the Better, new show. It's time for a reboot. You are listening to the Moving Toward Better radio show, and I'm your host, Karen Bennett. This is our debut show for this particular radio show, but for those of you who've been following my blogging adventures for a while, you know this is not my first radio show, and I'm excited to be back on the air. So for those of you who are new to this show or to Moving Toward Better in general, it's my mission to help people, particularly overwhelmed moms, live their best life and let the rest go. One of the most powerful things I ever did for my family was to get control of my home and my life, not in an angry, martyred way, but in an intentional and mindful way that freed us to have a great family life, to love our mostly organized and welcoming home, and to just be more peaceful. It's never perfect, but it's not embarrassing either, which is a lovely thing. The purpose of this radio show is to add a more personal touch to the process to what I do on other platforms. My goal is to deal with specific issues for those who read my blog, who follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or to whoever listens to the show. Because of that, I encourage you to ask questions through those platforms or through the private messaging or by emailing me. You can contact me at whatsup, WHATSUP, at movingtowardbetter.com. And if you follow me anywhere other than this show, I'll put the link in the post or the email address in the post as well. And I really want to help you with your biggest challenges. I honor everyone's privacy while offering solutions that may not only help you, but may help someone else who's struggling as well. So I am also doing some interesting things to, oh, goodness, got all kinds of things, tech issues going on right now. So it's hilarious. I don't even know if I'm on the air, to be honest with you, because all kinds of crazy things are happening. So anyway, here's the thing. We all tend to think we're alone in our struggles. And more often than not, there are people who are having the same fears, the same worries, same challenges, and having someone understand you is comforting. The bonus is that when we share those fears, those worries, and those challenges, we often find solutions that we never would have found on our own. And we can help other people in the process, which I think is amazing. Through the groups that I've belonged to, I learned how to manage my money, to create a positive net worth. I learned how to manage my home in a way that makes me happy and joyful rather than cranky and crappy. I even learned to run my blogging business better and create a life I love more and more every day. And that's what I want for you, to live that life that you love. So the introductions are out of the way. I'm sure some of you, if you noticed the show title, wondered about it. And I'm sure most of you have been breathing on your own your entire lives. You know, I know people who needed some help here and there. I have a child who did. But for most of us, breathing is pretty much automatic. And we don't even think about it. But now that I've brought it up, some of you are thinking about it. And that's what makes what I'm about to share so powerful. I'm going to help you learn to do something as automatic as breathing on a different level. And if you're anything like me, you will love the result. This exercise shows you how quickly and easily you can change your life. First, I want everybody to take a deep breath. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Go. When you inhale, and keep doing it as I'm talking about it, inhale slowly and deeply breathing. It brings additional oxygen into your body. And sometimes when we're stressed especially, we breathe very shallowly and we don't get the oxygen that we really need. Now, if you struggle with the idea of breathing into your whole body, think about when you take a breath, when you go, think about the oxygen that you're breathing in going to every part of your body, all the way to the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes, because essentially that's what it does through your heart. So the other thing I want you to think about when you're breathing like that is to expand your diaphragm and your stomach, which is a way we're not really used to breathing. We breathe in our lungs. We don't really realize that if we expand our stomach and our diaphragm, we actually take in more air. So when you do that, think about that all expanding. Go. And let your diaphragm expand and your stomach expand. And you're actually taking more oxygen. And then as you breathe out, do the same thing. Push with that diaphragm and that stomach. And when you get to the end of that breath, push a little bit more. You can do it. I swear you can. And then the second or two. And when it becomes uncomfortable, take that big breath in again. Now, as you continue that kind of breathing, I want you to think about something. I want you to, on the inhale, I want you to relax your forehead. Are you frowning? Let that go. Then on the next inhale, relax your shoulders. Most of us walk around with our shoulders hunched up closer to our ears than they need to be. So relax those shoulders and just let it go. On that next inhale, lengthen your spine. Sit up straight. Keep those shoulders down. Keep that forehead relaxed. And then on your next inhale, relax your stomach. You'll find out how much tension you're holding in your body. And even though I'm practiced at this, I still have to consciously do it now and then. But keep that breathing. And think about it. Do you feel differently? Is your body more relaxed? Is your forehead, your shoulders, your stomach? Is everything more relaxed than it was? Do you see how quickly and easily we just changed your whole body posture? Most of you, I would assume, have changed at least a little bit. Even I did, and I do this exercise all the time. That shows you how quickly things can change. Isn't that amazing? When I first did this exercise, I was amazed at how much better I felt and how quickly. And I feel that life is kind of like that. It's about little shifts of focus, little shifts of intention, and practicing these things, and they add up over time to create just a wonderful life. Won't be perfect, and that's okay. But this is what we deserve. This is what our families deserve. To feel better, to find that calm and that peaceful place. So here's the thing. What do you struggle with most of all? Are you willing to share the struggle so that you and others can benefit? I think that's a very brave thing to do, but at the same time, it's essential for all of us. Sometimes when you just verbalize what your struggles are, somebody else comes up with something and you're like, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that? But it's just because they have a different experience than you do. So are you willing to make some small intentional changes that can improve your life? Whether it's help with your children, your home, your budget, your attitude, or your relationships, I really do hope you'll contact me. Whether it's through the Facebook page, the Instagram page, both of those are at Moving Toward Better. My Twitter account is at @MOVToardBetter. All one word, Move Toward Better, without the E. Or, again, shoot me an email at whatsup, WHATSUP, at movingtowardbetter.com. And let's all start moving toward better today, together. I love doing this work. And as much as I've improved my life, I know there's better ways to live. And when I help other people, I learn. And I get better too. So it's a double bonus. We all benefit. And I love that. It can be a triple bonus because you might be helping someone else as well. So if you're looking for a little more inspiration or what would I ask or what do I need help with, I hope you'll visit the website, which is www.movingtowardbetter.com. Check out the ever-growing number of blog posts. I'm in content creation mode right now, so there'll be more and more popping up. If you want to make sure that you see everything or that you learn about what's going on, make sure you subscribe. And hopefully this reading those posts will help with your current struggles, inspire you to ask about your own challenges. If you get on the mailing list, you'll be able to just respond to the weekly emails once a week. That's pretty much all you hear from me. There may be a few times where you can, where we'll set up something where you can opt in to hear from me more often, but generally that's about all you're going to get from me. You know, maybe you need a recipe or ideas on menu planning. I do have those kind of posts on the website. Maybe you want some holiday planning tips. Easter's coming, which is a big deal at my house. We host between 40 and 60 people every year. So I start planning and working well in advance. I'm not a crazy person that last week. The next 2 weeks are pretty much going to be all about that. And we're doing an Easter countdown on social media. So love to have you join us for that one. And, you know, maybe you just need help with some creating, with creating some routines that make you feel better about your home, about yourself, about your family. Maybe you feel like you need it all and you don't even know where to start. We can talk about that too. So, wherever you are in your journey, let's make it a better journey. To those who encouraged me to start the show again, I thank you for inspiring me to return to something I love to do. To those who are new to the show, thanks for joining in the fun. And just so you know, it's not perfect, and I want to share this with you. My studio crashed on me right before the show was supposed to start, and I have no intro music because the intro music didn't load properly, and the chat room didn't load properly. But you know what? We're still here, and that's okay. And that's really what it's all about, because we're here to help each other. We're here to move forward, and this first episode is going to be shorter than probably the rest of them. They'll probably be somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes. This one's going to be a little less than 20. But that's life. Life just moves forward and backward and sideways and upside down sometimes. So you're all very important to the journey, to your journey most of all, but to mine as well. And I'm so glad you took the time to listen to this. I can hardly wait for us all to live our best lives together. And finally, and most important, and you'll hear me say this a lot, you'll read it in my posts very often, I want to thank you for being you. I wish you a great day, a better week, and until next time, everybody, keep moving toward better. Love ya. Bye-bye.